Goodness. Well, all right,
great entertainment. Great entertainment. You have great entertainment.
Great entertainment. Yeah. They've announced some more of the casinos are opening back up that were closed now. MGM and Park. A couple of the other ones are going back to 24/7 now.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Good deal.
Not that I drink with that activity, but.
All right. Well, we are about to get started here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to tonight's, Integrity Leadership class. I am excited this evening because while the pastor's away, the deacons will play.
The deacons will play. Very good.
And Antonio is out with his family. You all have heard everything that's, you know, the weather and everything that's going on with, you know, in Texas. And I'm grateful that Monica was able to get on the call. She's still dealing with some issues, some weather issues where she lives. Antonio, his water is out. He has power, but he's with his family with the water situation. And he said, hey, we have a class. You got it. You and Phil got it. Okay. So we are here. We're back. And we are on chapter 6 of Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiani.
Grace, yes, you know how students treat substitute teachers, so be ready.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes,
I got my spitballs ready.
Yes, okay. I always had to warn my students, hey, you treat the teachers with respect as if I'm here, and I always had to get a report. But anyway, we are getting it going. Thank you so much, Kiara. So chapter 6 Chapter 6 is Bend Reality, where we identify the ultimate state of human existence. And so, okay, bending reality, that's real. But I know y'all have seen The Matrix and where the little boy was bending the spoon and stuff like that. Yeah, so we're going to get started. It says, what happened next? What exactly shifted in me? This is Vishen Lakhiani, the author, speaking. I'll get to that in a minute. First, here's what happened in just 8 months after the shift. He said the business exploded. From being on the verge of laying people off, we grew 400% in revenue in just 8 months. We'd never experienced growth like this. In May 2008, we did $250,000 in sales. 8 months later, by December of the same year, we'd had our first $1 million month. Wow. Okay. So that's one of the things. It's four things. He said work became fun. I no longer felt suffocated by the pressure of the grind. And then he said we started getting dream clients. No more working the phones and haggling. Often clients came to us. Part of my role became learning to say no. And then finally, he said, we got an amazing team. In a year, we grew from 18 employees to 50. And so something shifted. Yeah, something shifted. Something happened in that shift in 8 months after his shift. The business exploded. Work became fun. They started getting great dream clients, and they got an amazing team 8 months after the shift. So from there. Okay, something shifted in him, and then things started happening after the shift. So, Mr. Phil,
Robin Williams, it says the next thing is bending reality for fun and profit. Robin Williams said, reality, what an interesting concept. You know, we create our own realities by how we choose to filter the information that's coming through our seven senses. Our six senses are intuition, and our seven senses are sense of humor. And you can interpret your reality any way you want to interpret it. It's your choice. And that's, I think, what he's getting to here. I'd like to know what the shift was. I hope we're going to get that later on as we go down this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
You want me to take it from here?
Sure. Yes, sir. You can.
Bending reality for fun and profit. You're going to get both in massive quantities. but not through struggle and striving. Rather, they come through attaining a balance, a delicate balance in your state of being between your levels of happiness and your vision for the future. I call living in this state bending reality for a reason. I found that when I put myself in this state, it almost always seems as if the universe has my back and love seems to be on my side. It's as if I could bend reality to make my days perfect and my visions unfolded at a spectacular speed. That was the state I entered in the summer of 2008 when my life and my business started expanding at a massive rate. Like a good engineer, I decided to try to decode this state so I could replicate it in myself and others. And I think when we started Humor Consultants, Jerry, I don't know if you remember that the line assisting in the enjoyment of everything came up first. That's what we kind of brainstormed at. And then we said, what do we want to do? And we came up, we want to assist in the enjoyment of everything. And then I've added to that, we think everything is a good niche. If you're going to pick a niche, pick everything.
It's a big niche.
Yeah. And then we added to it, well, what do we kind of call this? And that's where Humor Consultants came second. So I think that's what he's saying there. If you can enjoy everything, then the universe will give you back that concept based on what you're putting out. And then he goes, it's all happening in your mind. Stop postponing your happiness. Be happy now. Your thoughts and beliefs do create your reality, but only when your present state is joyful. I realized I was running on empty and the fuel I desperately needed was happiness. I did have much to be happy about, but I was so obsessed and stressed out about meeting our revenue goals that my dominant thoughts were fear and anxiety. That has where we talk about we live better than 95% of the kings that have ever lived on this planet. Access to food, access to clothing, access to transportation, access to information, access to entertainment, access to sanitation. So when you focus on the stuff that you've got and when you give yourself the gratitude, then the universe will give it back to you. I thought back in the early years when I would celebrate making $4.50 a day by buying myself Starbucks coffee. It seemed so simple back then. I was grateful for every small win, and I realized that there is no reason I couldn't adopt that same model of reality now. Keep the big goals. Just don't tie your happiness to the goals. Be happy now. I decided to change my game and my mindset. I set new goals to get us out of the revenue slump, but I also decided to make it fun and happiness a key part of my day. I was not going to postpone my happiness until I attained some future goals. I was starting, as I started hacking my life and work in this way, the needle started to move. I wrote down my target for June, hit $300,000 in revenue. We hit it. I took my entire team to the beach for a beach holiday to celebrate and have fun. That's where we set a new target, $500,000 in a month. It's still on my wall where I took a picture of my team holding the sign of the beach with that goal on it. And we pushed hard and we did it. Well, having a blast, we hit $500,000 a month in October. Then we set our new goal, 1 million. I don't know how it happened, but we crossed $1 million mark in December. From 2008, May to 2009, we had grown our revenues from $250,000 to 1 million in a matter of a mere of 8 months. And I was having fun and the ride of my life all along. It all started with that shift in my mental model. Have big goals, but don't tie your happiness to your goals. You must be happy before you attain them. That's like the chicken or the egg. We know what came first, for sure.
Wow.
Birds are descendants of dinosaurs. So what came first, the chicken or the egg? The egg. Now what came first, the dinosaur or the egg? I got no friggin' idea. But I do know what came first, the chicken or the egg. The egg came first. Exactly. So you must be happy before you attain them. So that's what you project that out. In other words, they say fake it till you make it. I clean it up. I go project it until you perfect it. Any feedback from the peanut gallery?
Oh, right. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Bakir.
Just hearing everything from where Grace started off at to what you were saying, Phil, it's so emotional for me, because although I'm not at the 100% mark or the 400% mark, I've seen so much change in a short amount of time. And I had went through a couple of months of feeling very unhappy. And I will say one of the things about that type of happiness is actually being okay and aligning to what it is that you're supposed to be doing. Because everybody's trying to run a business right now. Everybody's trying to do certain things. But if you can't commit to your calling, you end up going into these stressors when it comes to business. And as far as I would have to bring up last night, I sat at my desk and I danced for probably 45 minutes past my bedtime, because God had to stop me and say, hey, did you recognize you've been an employee in poverty your whole entire life? And it's been from May to February that you run full, you actually made a profit. You know, and it was just like the clarity that I have, learning how to do the business part of taxes, learning how to do projections, learning all this stuff that really takes years. I've done since May. So I can really resonate with all that you guys are saying. And I have taken that on myself to say, listen, be happy first before all this extra stuff. And I will have to say yesterday really marked a moment for me where I was enjoying what I do, even though it's very hard.
Wow.
Right here. Yes.
Well, and she said a mouthful there when she was talking about how much she learned over that period of time about her business and about, and obviously she's doing something that she loves and that she, you know, is her calling. But she took the time and she educated herself in the areas that she needed to. I'm sure a lot of that through this group, with learning about business modeling and doing those kinds of things. I read something earlier, I can't even remember where I saw it now, but the gentleman was talking about how there is no excuse anymore for not having the education. You can literally become an expert, which we talk about so much here. You can become an expert in 30 days if you apply yourself and attempt it. It's just putting yourself to the, you know, to the stone and making it happen, because the information is more readily available now than it's ever been.
Yeah, and when you talk about time collapsing, we used to say, and I don't remember exactly, but if you spend an hour a week or an hour a day over a certain period of time and X amount of time, you'd be an expert. Well, that time that we used to use has now been collapsed. It's so much less. I mean, you can go to YouTube, just put any term into YouTube and you got more videos than you can absorb in this lifetime, or if you're Shirley MacLaine, or in any other lifetime. Yep. One of the things we suggest is have a joy list. Have a list of things that bring you joy, happiness, and fulfillment. Make a list of those things. So when you don't have to think about, okay, what do I need to do? Well, get on YouTube and listen to Todd Rundgren. That's one of my things. I'm a big Todd Rundgren fan. So whenever I feel like I'm out of sync or out of alignment, I'll go listen to Just One Victory, which is my favorite song of all songs. And that'll bring me back and bring me into alignment and bring me into peace and bring me into wholeness. And it really is your choice. And that's the tough thing to understand and for people to take responsibility in.
Yes, sir. I just want to go back to what you were talking about, where the part where it says it's all happening in your mind, and Vision was saying, stop postponing your happiness, be happy now. Your thoughts and beliefs do create your reality, but only when your present state is joyful. And we are always learning that you don't get the things in life that you want. You get who you are in life. And if you are vibrating at, you know, I don't know, fear and doubt and worry, who cares about the affirmations that you're saying in your head? Because they're not going to come to reality, because your vibration is what's going to come to reality. So if you're saying in your head, I'm a millionaire, money comes easily and frequently to me, but then you're feeling vibrations of doubt, fear, and worry, well, guess what you're going to get? You know, doubt, fear, and worry. So you have to be happy now and care. Oh, so inspired from you. Just excited for what is happening with you, your business, and your life. And that is just a joy and inspiration to us all. And she is a prime example of being happy now, you know. And she said, even though what I do is very hard, she's living in the moment and being happy about what she's doing. And then the other thing I wanted to highlight that Mr. Field was saying, the author said, I did have much to be happy about, but I was so obsessed and stressed out about meeting our revenue goals that my dominant thoughts were fear and anxiety. So again, your dominant thoughts.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is really what you're going to get. You have to really, because you can fool yourself. It's like, man, I really wanted, you know, I was really thinking to myself, yeah, man, today's going to be a great day. But then you have to ask yourself, what were your dominant thoughts? You know, and then you really have to stop and sit and think about that. The last thing he said that was real big, keep the big goals. Just don't tie your happiness to your goals. Be happy now. That's just like saying, hey, okay, I'll be happy when this goal happens. No, you got to be happy now so the goal can't happen. So you want to make sure of that. So, and then at the end, he just reiterated, it all started with that shift in my mental model. Have big goals, but don't tie your happiness to your goals. You must be happy before you attain them. So, Mr. Field, thank you so much for that.
Well, and that takes us to the emotional guidance scale, Esther and Jerry Hicks. That scale, mm-hmm, from 1 to 22, you know, like, uh-huh, 16 is discouragement, 15 is blame, and 17 is anger. So you can go from anger, then you move up the scale with, oh, I'm just discouraged. Okay, no, then you move up the scale, no, I'm just going to blame, and then worry, and then guilt, and then disappointment. All those things go up the downside of the scale. And then you go to the other side of the scale, you want to go up to the positive, like, 5 is optimism. 6 is positive expectation and belief. 3 is enthusiasm. 2 is passion. 1 is joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, and appreciation. So you should never tell yourself or anybody else you shouldn't feel that way, because that's where you are. So you need to start where you are. And then what do you think about where you are? And then what do you be or believe? You can be Eckhart Tolle. In other words, be or believe. A belief is a thought you just keep thinking. Then you do. Faith without works is dead. Then based on what you do, you have. And based on what you have, then you can give. And then what you give, then it can, based on that, will make you feel. So think of it as a clock. And that's what we help people understand, that where are you on the scale? Think about, where do you want to be on the scale? Then be that person. You know, think about the person you want to be, behave as if you were that person, and then you'll be that person. And then based on what you're being, what are you going to do? Then based on what you do, what will you have? And based on what you have, what can you give? So that's kind of the cycle that we help people understand, that when you're trying to get into these states, there's a process to get into the states. Anybody else like to participate?
I wanted to piggyback off Grace when she was talking about making sure you know where you're vibrating at. Because when we started the One Business Away Challenge, you know, Antonio was helping me out because I was so frustrated. So I operated at that vibration for a while. So even though the One Business Away Challenge had helped me, it helped me to narrow stuff down that made me even more frustrated because I didn't know how to do it. And it wasn't until I took the step back to relax and get in a calmer state that things started to gravitate to me. And even as far, and when you step back and you get into the right vibration, the thing that you think you're frustrated about might not even be the thing you need right away. Because one of the things I have in my plan is to run my own private practice, and then calming down and just enjoying things and finding out what's out there and connecting. I actually ran into someone who's hosting a group to teach you. They're doing a book club that walks you through running your own private practice, even though I'm not there yet. So that just was one of the other reasons that was like a yippee moment. Like, you're worried about these things you don't know. They will, you will align to them as long as you're in the right vibration. So why be frustrated and why be so concerned? You know, only think of those things that you see, because you're obviously having something within you when you want to run a business or you want to do something great in life. Do that. Do that even when you can't, when you can't physically do that. Do that with your thoughts, and do that with the vibration first, because it just shows up when it's ready.
And one of the vibrations you can choose to have is that Kiara's success and Kiara's vibration. We can be, feel really good here that because of our presence here, we were able to support Kiara, and then she's going out there truly making a difference in people's lives. So we can feel good about us being involved based on what Kiara is doing and based how she's impacting the world. That's just one little thing that you can say. You know what? I had, even if you don't say anything, just the fact that you're on the call, you're helping us create this new world out there, helping us create a better place for people. So that's one way in which you can feel good about yourself and be able to sit up a little straighter and feel a little better.
Mr. Phil, may I say something?
No. Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to break it. That's why I said I like to do it like that sometimes. Kiara, you said that very nicely. I wanted to applaud you for how nicely you put it all together. I thank God for you, because yesterday was a really good call. And I appreciated the fact that you were asking the questions, because you asking questions made me understand what it was that I wanted to do. So I wanted to say thank you. But like Mr. Phil was saying, the piggyback off of the vibration. Yeah, babe, because it's like, even in the vibration of, you know how they say when the blessing is in the building, it's like you should just be good because the blessing is already there. So it means you're just in the vibration of the blessing. It's really what Mr. Phil just said. I wanted to jump in there and say, Kiara, thank you so much, because you said it so nicely and so eloquently. And yes, and I know we're all in like the CEO mind and all that kind of stuff, but I am a helper as well. So if you ever needed any help, holla at your girl, because I got you. I believe in your dream.
Thanks, Adrian.
Well, Christ said, I have done great works, but you will do even greater.
Come on now, you know I got blind hair and blue eyes. Don't be playing.
All right.
Grace, you want to take it from here?
Yes, sir. The next part says that I've since formulated the vision, Akiani. I've since formulated this model into the philosophy I call bending reality. Bending reality is so named because when you're operating in this state, you tend to have a feeling that everything in life is bending in your direction, that you are effortlessly making things happen, and that anything is possible. And so it's a subtle balance. Number one, you have a bold vision for the future pulling you forward, Two, yet you're happy in the now. But here's the key. Both of these stem from the present. As Paulo Coelho said in The Alchemist, because I don't live in either my past or my future, I'm interested only in the present. If you can concentrate always on the present, you'll be a happy man or a happy woman. Wow. Okay. So that's something we could talk about right there.
He wrote the Four Agreements.
I was going to say.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how to raise my hand. I'm going to learn how to get all, I'm on my phone. So I really can't do it like that. But I live in a realm of that every day. So I can engulf that whole entire paragraph because it is so true. Because dealing in the now or the present is the only way that you can really, it's a good vibration to really be on because it puts you above all of everything that you're going through. If you could imagine, like if you can imagine like a spiral and then things are vibrating, but they're vibrating all along and you're above everything, it kind of just, as the things happen, it puts you higher and higher and higher in a place, like it becomes a happy place. And last couple of days, I've been really in a happy place because I'm so, like, I'm really praying and stuff for everybody in Texas and everything that is putting me in such a happy place that I already know, you know what I mean? It's like, so if you know something and no matter what it looks like, you just have to find the, yeah, it's still in there. So I just wanted to say, you just explained me all the way to a T. And I was like, ugh. And I guess that's why I make the joke like too. I make the joke like that too, because I like to live like Christ, like, you know what I mean? Just to be over and above whatever, everything is okay. We love on everything, even if it's bad, you know, if it's poop, we wipe it off and say that it's going to be somebody's good fertilizer or something, you know, always ending it with a smile somehow.
Yeah, everything's going to be all right. If you remember, that's the story I tell after listening to Lady speak at the Minnesota Victims Assistance Conference. Been laid on the tarmac for 5 hours pretending to be dead. She said before it's her turn to go to the door to Irving, she had a sense of knowing that everything would be all right. For some reason, she knew if she died, everything would be all right. She knew if she lived, everything would be all right. So she kind of went to the door of the airplane with a sense of anticipation, like, cool, what's going to happen? Because I know everything's going to be all right. She heard the click, she felt the pressure, and down she tumbled. She opened her eyes, ready to see heaven. And all she saw was blacktop. She was pissed. Her soul rose out of her body. She met with her grandmother who had died 2 years earlier, and they together in the spirit state were traveling towards the white light. At that point, that sense of knowing overcame her again and said, Jackie, it's not your time. She turned to her grandma and said, Grandma, it's not my time, but Grandma, you're going to be okay. Go to the light. And her soul went back into her body. So the point is, if we could just keep those two things in mind, what kind of a life could we lead? Number one, everything's going to be all right. Number two, none of us are going before our time. So what's important now?
I don't believe she was pissed. I don't believe that part. I think you made that part up.
Well, I did make that up. You're right, Jerry, because you need a laugh in there. When you're dealing with stuff like that, you need to lighten it up so it's not all negative. So yeah, no, you're right. I did add that in there. You know, as a humorist, we have the license to embellish.
Hey, Grace.
But she has become a friend. I'll have to ask her. That's a good question. I didn't make it up, but I wonder if she was pissed. I'll call her. I haven't talked to her in a while. I should call her up and ask her. Yes, dear. What? Yes. Birthday girl, what do you got for us?
Well, woo! A short little video clip. Grace, I just sent it to you in Messenger. And it's about everything's going to be all right.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if you can put that up.
Let me see.
Oh my God. If it's from the other day. Yeah. Oh my Susan, I love you. Oh, that's adorable.
It's worth looking at again.
Push it. Okay. Let me see if I can get this going.
It's short.
Well, shucks, I'm on. Well, let me see something. I'm on the phone. Hold on. I'm going to have to switch over to my speaker.
Maybe we should sing happy birthday to Susan while we're waiting.
Yes. Yes.
Jerry.
Oh. I'd love
happy
it.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear. What's her name? Oh, Susan.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
And many more.
And many more.
Thank you very much.
Now, do you know the Stevie Wonder birthday song?
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
You know what, Samuel? Samuel. Happy birthday.
That's to it.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I was able to get up, get the video up and going.
My fault. I dropped some on my foot.
Uh-oh. All right. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Now this song played a song. That was perfect.
The little birds.
There we go.
Don't worry about a thing. I woke up this morning on my horizon. Three little birds were on my doorstep, singing sweet songs, melody pure and true. And they sent this message to you. They said, don't worry about a thing, 'cause everyone is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause everyone is gonna be alright.
Alright. He's so cute.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
That was so adorable. I think I listened to that little man like all day. And then when I stopped it, I just had it in my head. Good job.
All right. So, but yes, with that, the author was saying that that bending reality. You have to have that, you tend to have that feeling that in life, it everything is bending in your direction and you're effortlessly making things happen. Antonio stays in this state. He loves the way Abraham Hicks says, he's always tuned in, tapped in, turned on. And that's what this bending, this reality is, where whatever it is that you want your life to go, it effortlessly comes to you because you're able to bend that reality, because you stay in that state of mind of, I can have this. It's for me. And because I know I can have this, I'm going to be in that state of happiness all the time so that it can just effortlessly come to me. Mr. Field, did you have anything?
Yeah, well, I've had people say something to me and I looked at them and say, hey, thanks for the compliment. And they said, Phil, I didn't intend for that to be a compliment. I said, I know, but I chose to take it that way.
Okay. That's it. Anyone else in that part? Have anything for that part right there? All right.
Four states of living. You want to take it, Grace? You read better than I do.
Okay. I was going to say, before you go on, that's like the 10, isn't it 10, 90%? Like 90%, like, how do they say it, Mr. Phil? 90% are the things that happen to you? Is the shit that happens to you?
The 20-80 rule, Pareto's law.
Yeah, tell us what the law is. I know I've heard
20% of the people cause you 80% of the problems. 20% of the challenges that are that cause major destruction in sales. 20% of the sales force sell 80% of the product. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I wasn't talking about that, but it was something like 10%, 90% of the stuff that happens to you is the stuff that's going to happen to you. But like the 10% is like, somebody help me. It's like the other percent is how you choose to deal with
how
it.
You react, you dig, how you you're react digging to this it. Hole.
I swear it was like, help me, y'all, because I know I'm in a hole right now. I feel like this is the deal. Help me.
I don't remember the percentage, but I know she's talking about along the lines of there are things that will happen to you, but how you respond to them determines. Yeah, I don't know the percentage. So is it 90 or 10? It may be. I'm not sure.
There it is. I just know the comment because I know it was one of those that you got the curse in. But see, I didn't even say what I wanted to say. But that's how the thing goes. It's like a quote. And it says that most of the stuff, the poop that you get into, you know, but it's like the main point is how you handle it. That was it.
It's not what happens to you that dictates your life. It's how you respond to what happens to you that dictates your event.
Now that was a quote from a book. See, I was talking about somebody that I heard on the street talking about some 90-10. That was good. Say it one more time, Mr. Phil.
It's not what happens to you that dictates your life. It's how you choose to react to what happens to you that dictates your life.
True. Thank you.
You have the event, you have your reaction, and then you have your outcome. So E plus R equals O. So the event happens to you, how you choose to react to it is your choice. And then the outcome that comes out of that is based on how you choose to react to it. Life will make you better, life will make you bitter. You get to pick.
I'm using that. I just want you to know.
Please do.
E plus R equals O.
Equals O.
And then your variables, Grace, I'm going to use all that because that's going to, bitter or better. I liked it. Thanks.
Right. All right. So now we're going to the four states of human living. Think of happiness in the now and vision for the future as two ingredients that can be combined, but that have to be in balance. Too much of one or the other creates imbalance and limitation. Depending on how they're combined at any moment in life, we can be in one of four different states of mind. This napkin drawing will help you see it. So we don't have the napkin drawing, but we have the four states of human living. The first one is the negative spiral. In this state, you're not happy in the now, nor do you have a vision of your future. With little to enjoy or look forward to, this is a painful place to be, and certainly not one where you want to spend any significant amount of time. Often, when in this state, you're feeling depressed. So the four states of human living, I'm going to put this in chat. This is the first one. Okay, so the negative spiral, that could be one of them that you're in. Now, I'm going to talk about all four. I'm going to put all four of them in the chat, and then we can discuss them. So the second one is the current reality trap. This state feels great because you're happy in the now. There's nothing wrong with being in this state now and then. For example, when you're having an amazing experience or are on vacation. But remember, happiness alone can be fleeting. Okay. You can get happy from smoking a joint, but long-term happiness and fulfillment come from something more, the need to contribute, grow, and do meaningful things. While this state may bring you temporary happiness, it won't bring you long-term fulfillment. All right. So that one right there where it says you can get happy from smoking a joint. Yeah, you can.
So. Really? That's what I heard.
That's what I heard too.
I had thought that I had heard that somewhere. I was just thinking.
Wow. I saw a Cheech and Chong movie. That's where I saw it. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. The third one. Oh, the third one is stress and anxiety. This is the state I was in during the years I struggled to build my business. This is the author speaking. A lot of entrepreneurs are in this state, as are a lot of career-driven people. In this state, you may have big goals, but you've tied your happiness to those goals. You're waiting to sign the next big deal, move into that new office, hit that next revenue milestone before you celebrate. It's great to think big and to want to accomplish amazing things, but it's not an optimal state if you're postponing your happiness along the way. Wow. If you're working hard but aren't making progress, or if you feel you have a lot to offer but aren't getting where you want to go, you may be stuck in this state. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And the last one is bending reality. Let me put this in the chat. This is the ideal state where you're happy in the now and you have a vision for the future that drives you. Your vision pulls you forward, but you're happy now, despite not having yet attained that vision. When you're in this state, there's a feeling of growth and enjoyment. It's about the journey as well as the destination. An interesting observation about this state is that it often seems as if the universe has your back. Call it what you want, but it starts to feel as if you're lucky. The right opportunities, ideas, and people seem to gravitate to you. It's as if your happiness is rocket fuel moving you toward your vision. So with all of these four states of human living, where are you? The question you kind of got to face. Which state of human living are you in? And you can lie to us all day long, but you can't lie to you. So wherever you're in, you want to embrace where you are because you don't have to stay there. If you're not in the fourth state, it's okay. Work your way there. Okay. Just acknowledge and embrace where you are and say, okay, I'm in number one, two, three, or four. But wherever you are, if you're working your way to number four, great. But you can't work your way to number four not acknowledging where you are. Mr. Peel?
Yeah, I'm thinking Girl Richard says, when it comes, it'll come so fast, you'll wonder where it was all those lean years.
Yes, sir. All right. So now is anyone going to tackle this and let us know what state they're in right now? You know, if not, I will go and be transparent. All right. Well,
I want to go, but I don't want to go. I don't want to go before you. Look, I wanted to go, but you wanted to. I believe I can honestly say that I'm in three. I can honestly say I'm in three, but as this week has proved, that I'm more so moving towards my four, as opposed to no longer being in my number three, because at the end of the day, it is what it is, and everything that I've been trying. There's a word. It's weird because the word was compete, right? And it's like, you don't really need to compete because there's nothing to compete about, because there's always a time, there's everybody's time, and everything happens in time, right? Then God always says he'll make room for your gifts, will make room for you. So now that I know I'm falling back on just my gifts, I say, okay, well, you know, you right. And in the time. Now, just like Kiara said yesterday, as she was walking through what she was thinking about, I have a plan that looks just like that. You know what I mean? And it was just good to hear that it was just like that. And to hear that she said that she was in four, because if we don't know, like when we started this call and she was talking, she said everything you just said in the four. even if she didn't know it. Look, she didn't know what police she was in, but I grabbed her in the four, and because of what she said and then what she came with this morning, just now, I can say that I'm on my way to my four.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your transparency, Ms. Adrian. Good, good, good. All right. Ms. Adrian has embraced where she is, and she's working her way toward number four, bending reality, being happy now and not happy when she gets her goals accomplished. All right. Anyone else want to talk about their state of human living, which state they're in right now? All right. Don't be shy, y'all. Y'all know y'all talk all the time. All right. Just because it's cold outside. It's all right.
I believe I'm in stage four.
Okay, good. Mr. Jerry? Good deal, good deal. I love that. Did you want to expound, or is that it?
Yeah. I don't know. I just I don't know how to expound.
Okay.
I guess I feel that I am definitely creating reality. I've had a lot of ability to stay in the joy vibration, except with some of the illness I've dealt with recently. And it was Adrian that pointed out to me one day. She said, "Oh, just shut up. It's just because you're sick." and you know, it is a little more difficult when you're dealing with something, a physical ailment or something, to necessarily be able to even understand where you are, you know, and to see exactly where you are. And sometimes that can have a big effect. But yeah, the universe has got my back.
All right, that's it.
I was gonna say, and to piggyback on that, because of the fact that there's been things that are happening for you and they are moving, you know, the enemy always tries to attack something so that we can take our minds off of what God is actually blessing us with. So I live in it. That's my reality every day. So when I saw you like that, I was like, you better go on, state this thing like it's already done. And sometimes, like Mr. Phil says, it's not about you. It's not about you, and people don't be thinking about you. Contrary to popular demand, I understand what they be talking about when they talking about people, but when they're talking about God, he's talking about you. You. Specifically you. And then he does it for me, and he'll do it for somebody else. But that's sometimes hard to grasp for people because we're told not to all the time. But I have learned, especially in your sickness, he'd be right there and things are working for you. So because things are working, no way would you be the, you know, if your kite is flying, don't be the dead body on the, you know, don't be the dead weight to stop your kite. You know, I just say, I don't know, be a lightweight. Look, be a lightweight and just fly with it and just stay grounded. That's all. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Good deal. All right. Anyone else want to talk about their state of mind, the human state of mind, the four states of human living? You don't have to necessarily talk about which one you think you're in. Oh, go ahead, LaVon.
So I was trying to figure it out. I was reading it while I was going through it. But I want to say this. Adrian brings so much joy on this call. I can't lie on all the calls. She is awesome. And I want to say between three and four, because I know my vision. I know what it is, but it's like that feeling of how to get to it. Like you know it, you know what it is, but for me, how to, what's the word I'm looking for? the understanding of it, like how to put it all together, I want to say, and the funds for it, which I'm learning, you know, I don't worry about that. That will come. But it's putting everything together, balancing things and getting the rest of it to come to me. That's why I've been in a state of just wanting to learn, but I know you can learn and also do it at the same time. So I guess putting myself in the vibration of doing and not just learning, I want to put it that way, because I know I'm there. It's just I guess have to feel that I'm there, making any sense. Yeah, I hope.
LaVon, oh, there you go.
Did you hear anything I said?
We did, yes. Up until the last point. Yeah, the last part. We didn't hear the last part of what you said.
Oh, what did I said? Oh Lord, I forgot what.
You, wherever you were, you were saying that you hope. You were saying you hope. You hope something, and you hope that. I understood what you meant though, because at the end of the time, you just need to be pushed off the cliff. Because now you study. No, but that's what, like, if Antonio was on his phone, if he would, if right now, studying and studying. Mr. Phil, what do you say about that? When you study and study and study.
Yeah, that's what I
say. What's the question?
When you do all of this studying, and then it's like, because of you studied and you know it, it's like that one thing where it's like you never make the step to do it because you're always in the student of it. There's a point where you have it and now you got to do it, right?
Yeah, phase without works is dead.
Yeah.
That was a nice way of putting it. But he like to punch people in the face when he be talking now.
All right. Okay. Well, good deal. Thank you, Ms. LaVon. Thank you, Adrian. The next part that we have, the two elements of bending reality. So now that you have a sense of where bending reality falls on the spectrum of life, let's take a closer look at the two key elements that must be in play in order to get there. So number one, be happy in the now. A key ingredient of this state is that your happiness is not tied to attaining your vision. Whew, all right. It comes from the pursuit of your vision, combined with a sense of gratitude for what you already have. Wow. All right. That's a mouthful. So it comes from the pursuit of your vision. Your happiness is not tied to attaining it. It comes from the pursuit of it. And combined with a sense of gratitude for what you already have. So, and gratitude always comes up in anything with, you know, in being happy. You have to be grateful. You have to be grateful for everything that's going on in your life, whether it's good or whether you're even not so good. You have to be grateful in everything that's going on. It says getting there. Insights for hacking happiness. We make it hard for ourselves to achieve happiness because we've been trained to think about it in the wrong way. Many of us have fallen into the trap of the if-then model of happiness. If X happens, if I get the right job, find the perfect mate. Find the perfect mate. Buy that dream house. Have a baby. Write a best-selling book, etc. Then I'll be happy. To me, that's a flawed model in two ways. Number one, it puts happiness outside of our own power. It gives it a job, another person, a house, a baby, or a book, among other things. And how crazy is that? That's the first way. Second way he thinks it's flawed. When we're happy, we perform better, attract others, and in general, kick ass in life. That's what he said. So he said, I got stuck in stress and anxiety because I had hitched my happiness bandwagon to the future success of my business. So when the business went into crisis, I went into crisis. which put me in the totally wrong mindset to get the business out of crisis, which threw me into a deeper crisis, which became a swirling spiral of unhappy crises. I have seen this happen to many successful people. We shouldn't do things so we can be happy. We should be happy so we can do things. My goodness. That's okay. Please. That's just, wow. Okay. There are two elements of bending reality. That's just the first element. Be happy in the now. All of that I just talked about, that's the first one. Be happy in the now. Does someone have something, either Mr. Field or someone else that's out there would like something to say on this point right now? Being happy in the now.
Well, the past resides in your memory. The future resides in your imagination. All we really have is the present. Life is simply one present after another.
Mm. Yes. Whew. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, Mr. Samuel, I saw that you unmuted your mic. Unmute your mic again, sir.
You know, I found interesting as I've been mentoring people for 20 years and been in counseling sessions and all the things, and just listen, no disrespect to women, but I hear a lot of women say, I'm not happy. And I'm like, happiness is on you. That don't come from that man you deal with, your husband you deal with. God's word says the spirit of contentment. You're supposed to be abound and obey. And people try to put their happiness on a man, and a man is not, the man is responsible for that with you, not a man. You know, yes, you're not supposed to be miserable, but at the same time, a lot of people, especially women, like to say, I'm not happy in this no more. Well, you got into that for the wrong reason, because joy comes from him first and you also. And that's just some of the stuff that I've learned, even right now, as I've been told, like yesterday was my thankful Thursday. So as I've been told, I cannot make no extra money while workman's comp. Did it frustrate me? Because I'm a hustler. But at the same time, I just took it as, okay, I trust you guys. I got to wait till this whole process is over, because they consider it double dipping. And I said, it ain't like I went to work to get hurt on purpose. But however, I accepted it, took joy in it, laughed. Is it frustrating? Absolutely. But I'm not letting it rob, steal, or kill my joy, because my joy don't come from that. I know he going to make a way. And with that being said, I got to trust him. Is it easy? Hell no, because I'm a hustler. So anyway, but I'm still smiling, and you know, I just got to go with the flow. So my happiness just don't depend on money. And some people get married for looks. Some people get married for money. You know, well, when that dries up, then what do you got? You put it in the wrong things. I'm done.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Theriot. Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Chantel, go ahead.
We'll get you. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Chantel.
So I really want to piggyback on what LaVon had said a little before, because I find myself, I guess, bouncing between 3 and 4. And me personally, I've worked really hard to get where I am. I've achieved a lot. And because of that, I'm able to be happy just looking at my achievements and personally, professionally, my career, with my business. But now I find myself in a place where I don't really know fully where I'm going. Like, I have the ideas, I have the plans, and I have the opportunities in both my businesses as well as my career, but not really sure 100%. Like, I could go in both directions because God allowing me to take on opportunities in both directions, but I don't want to do both anymore. So I'm just kind of at that crossroad where I'm like, I get to choose either or I can continue to do both, but I also want to choose me and take out some time for me before making the choice, you know, taking time out to grow as a person, to fully come to that understanding of what I want. And if it's both after that, sure. But I think because I'm not achieving where I'm going, because I know what it is, but it's just getting there, those moments will cause moments of frustration or times where I'm just like, oh, I'm not happy with that. But it doesn't mean I'm not happy overall or grateful for what I achieved or not doing it. So I relate to a couple of different sections of what you already shared, but it's just being in that crossroads.
No worries, no worries. I saw Miss Kiara raise her hand. I'm so glad she did, because I was going to call on anyway. Miss Kiara, did you want to respond to Miss Bethel?
Yes, because I've been there. And when you holding it down and you're independent and you've seen how things are and you get that block, it can like just mess up your creativity and put you in a bad state. Don't go there. I had shared on another call, I believe it was Bob Proctor. He was saying, and when it comes to coming into alignment with what it is that you're supposed to do, everything is about purpose. If it doesn't have a purpose, it don't even make sense. And he said, you know, people get really lost and stuck when they're trying to figure that out, but they may have to pose one question for several months about their direction in their life. And can you be okay? And can you be still long enough to ask one question? So if your question, what you're saying tonight about, you know, I don't know where I am, that might be your question for however long it's going to take for you to see an answer. And I know this to be true because when I started working with the One Business Away Challenge, after a while, I was like, I don't have a product. And I started getting all stressed about it. But when I started focusing, I said, all right, God, when you're ready to show me the product, show me the product. I was driving and I had a vision that this product just dropped down. And when the product dropped down, I called Antonio and he was like, listen, the energy behind it, I want to help you fund this. So when I went to research it, no one's ever done it in the world. But if I hadn't, you know, if I just tried to get a product or just tried to do anything, because I know how to do some things, I would have not got there. So I just kind of wanted to share that with you. And I hope you take that type of advice. And that last part to that, I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes preach a message the other day. He said, you have to, I hope I'm saying it right. His message was called committed to the calling, which ties right back into your purpose. So it's like, stay committed to what it is you know you're good at and what you can do, but ask that question and wait for it to manifest before you. There's no work to do in these types of states.
All right.
Thanks for that. Cynthia?
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're good.
I was going to say, geez, that was, look, hey, come on now. But only what you do for Christ will last. That's what they said. And I believe that to be true. If you're giving or you're doing something in service, these are all things that Christ, like only what you do. Yes, sweetie, I wouldn't move a muscle, because it says they that wait. And then they'll mount up like wings on eagles. So you can wait. And because of the fact that you're accomplished enough that it's okay for you to wait, now you're really supposed to wait. And you're supposed to wait and you're supposed to rest. Because whatever you're on your way to, you're going to need all of you to do it. So you might as well. That's good. Realistic goals. I've always been a person that does realistic goals. Like if you make realistic, my goal is probably not the best of the goals, but I know that the goals that I do make, like on a daily, I make them realistically so that it doesn't really bother me to the point where I can't fix it. You know, like I don't expect my videos to just go up now because they're up. Like I'm putting them in organizations and stuff like that, but I don't expect them to be up by tomorrow, you know, but if they can all get categorized and just put somewhere else, that's a goal for me and I'm good. You know, that's how I do it, but that's what I would take from that. Realistic goals.
All right, all right. Thank you, Ms. Adrian. Okay. Anyone else on this part? Right here, being happy in the now. Okay. Two elements of bending reality. Okay. So the second part, the second element of bending reality, develop an exciting vision for your future. I've observed that almost all of the extraordinary people I've met or read about have one thing in common. They have a vision for their future. It may be a new piece of art to create, a service or product to bring to the world,
a mountain to climb, or a family to raise. Getting there, insights for hacking vision. I've lost count of the number of books I've read that give instructions on goal setting, from growing a business to simply getting organized. But just as we've been trained to think about happiness in a limiting way, so modern goal setting leads us astray. It happens in three ways. One, we confuse rules with goals. Okay. Now, rules, if you're just joining us for the first time, in this book, Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiani, rules he wrote stands for BS rule. Okay. You know what BS stands for. All right. I'm in my parents' house and I don't want to be disrespectful. So rules means BS rules. Okay. So he says, we confuse rules with goals. When we set a goal that we must have a certain kind of job, a certain kind of lifestyle, or a certain kind of appearance, often these are rules installed by society. Extraordinary minds pay little attention to the infectious warmth of the cultural scape. Instead, they create their own goals. Number two of the three ways that modern goal setting leads us astray, we can only visualize what we know. While there's nothing wrong with visualizing and pursuing what we think will make us happy, we can really only visualize what we already know. What if there are even more wonderful visions and goals you could attain, gifts that only you can give the world? If only those unseen, unknown visions could be brought to the surface. We'll explore this in part four of the book. And then number three, we're notoriously bad at predicting just what we can do in a given time frame. We tend to bite off way more than we can chew in the short term, and B, not expect nearly enough of ourselves in the long term. Both tendencies work against successful visioneering. We tend to overestimate what we can do in 1 year and underestimate what we can do in 3 years. Now, that is true, okay? That is true. Okay. So those are the three ways that modern goal setting leads us astray. We confuse rules with goals. We can only visualize what we know. And we're notoriously bad at predicting just what we can do in a given time frame. So these are the insights for hacking vision. The second element of bending reality is to develop an exciting vision for your future. Does anyone have anything they would like to say or share on this part? Develop an exciting vision for your future. All right. So
let's just do it. That's right? It.
Question. I was asking if anybody had any thoughts they would like to share on this part, developing an exciting vision for your future.
That's exactly where I'm at.
Okay.
When we speak of those times when we're not really certain, to be working with the Pete DuPont Foundation, which is a really big foundation in Delaware, their family is worth like $14.5 billion back in, I believe it was 2014. I don't know what they're worth now, but those are the people that are taking all my next steps and they're helping me project all of my next steps. So that level of development and where I am with that, like, I'm grateful. Gratitude is a must. Patience is a must. Calmness is a must. So this is the exciting part, why I'm glad I'm tapping into what's fun and just going with the flow. And I think I can take from tonight, with all that we talked about, is not attaching my happiness to anything else except for what it is. And that's internal, because this is going to be a rocky road. They're going to rip me into pieces to help me build something great. But I just wanted to share that development is also fun. When you make life your oyster, when you make life fun for you, when you make life happy every day, that other stuff is just the other stuff. No sense in stressing it. So I'm excited about the developmental stages.
Amen. Great job.
Hey, okay. Yes, you are talking.
You want me to take over, Grace?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Law six, bending reality. Extraordinary minds are able to bend reality. They have bold and exciting visions for the future, yet their happiness is not tied to these visions. They are happy in the now. This balance allows them to move forward towards their visions at a much faster rate while having a ton of fun along the way. To outsiders, they seem lucky. Exercise the eight statements. This simple set of eight statements below will help you guide where you are on the path to reality. Indicate how true each statement is for you by selecting one of the choices offered. There's no right or wrong answers. If you're still in the starting gate, no worries. We'll be talking more about how to get there. One, I love my current job to the point where it does not feel like work. Not at all true statements. Sometimes true, very true. Two, my work is meaningful to me. Not at all true statements. Sometimes true, very true. Three, there are often moments of work that make me so happy, the time just flies by. Not all true, sometimes true, very true. When things go wrong, I don't worry at all. I just know something good is gone on the horizon. Not sometimes very. I feel excited about my future, knowing that even better things are always on their way. Not sometimes very. Stress and anxiety don't seem to faze me much. I trust in my ability to attain my goals. Not sometimes very. I look forward to the future because I have unique and bold goals on the horizon. You know what the three are. I spend a good amount of time thinking exactly about my vision for the future. If you answered very true to statements 1 through 4, you are likely happy in the now. If you answer very true in statements 5 through 8, you're likely to have a good vision of the future. If you can answer very true to all 8 statements, you're likely in the state of bending reality. Most people, however, find it that they tend to be able to answer very true to either the happiness related station or the vision related questions, but not both.
Okay. So yes, those 8 statements, you go back, they're in the chat. You can go back, copy and paste them. And then when you answer them, the choices are not at all true, sometimes true and very true. So when you read those statements again, and then you answer them, then you'll be able to notice where you are. I'll put the guidelines in the chat as well that Mr. Phil just read, you know?
Mr. Phil, I did it with you while you were talking, and that was a true statement because I have my happy, very, very true. And then you're right. I moved down to sometimes. I got a couple of very, very trues down there, but they weren't all very true. So, yeah. But I was just confirming.
Well, remember, it's a process. It's not an event. So enjoy the process.
Yes. Okay. So the first 4 statements, 1 through 4, are the happiness related statements. The second 4 statements are the vision related statements. So that's why he was saying, and he said, the first 4, if you answer very true to those statements, then you're likely happy in the now. If you answer very true from questions 5 through 8 or statements 5 through 8, you're likely in the, you have a good vision for your future. But if you answer very true for all of them, you're into bending reality. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Is there anything else anyone would like to share or have questions about? Bending reality was this chapter, chapter 6. And we'll be going over bending reality again next week. We go over chapters twice at a time.
Well, thanks for letting me participate in this. It was interesting. I didn't know we were going to have this until like 5 minutes before we started. And so my dinner is still sitting on the table. So I'm going to go and enjoy that, but no big deal. But what an honor to be involved. What an honor to be involved in this. This was very special for me, and it's really what I needed right now. So thank you for allowing me to participate.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Phil.
I want to ditto that, because when I saw the ding, I'm like, we getting another one? We getting another one. They're back on. You know, I'm really big on Texas right now. So every time, every chance we can get to see you. I seen Monica was on there. And I know earlier we were talking about she was still getting snow and everything. So I'm telling you, I don't know how this works, but if you just stay connected, that's what I've been learning. Stay connected. I love you guys. This was fun.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Take us out, Grace.
All right. Well, thank you again, Mr. Phil, for teaching this thing with me. When the pastor's away, the deacons will play. And when the pastor's in town, the deacons sit down. But thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening on the Integrity Leadership Call. Everyone, stay safe where you are. Those of you who are experiencing the coldest, stay warm, stay safe. Happy birthday again to Miss Susan. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you've been enjoying your day thus far. Mr. Jerry?
Happy birthday, Susan.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great night, everybody.
Everyone, you all have a great night as well. We will be back on tomorrow. So we'll be sending out messages for tomorrow and everything that's going on for our calls and our meetings. In the words of our founder and CEO, you can plant better, you can dominate. Everyone, take care. Have a great evening.
Love you.
Love you more.